Doing Good Better: How Effective Altruism Can Help You Make a Difference, by William Macaskill. Most people want to make a difference in their lives, and you're probably no exception. However, good intentions can all too easily lead to bad outcomes. The challenge for us is, when we try to help others, how can we ensure that we do so as effectively as possible? How can we ensure that we avoid accidentally causing harm and succeed in having the greatest positive impact we can? The term altruism simply means improving the lives of others. Many people believe that altruism should denote sacrifice, but if you can do good while maintaining a comfortable life for yourself, that's a bonus. The 5 key questions of effective altruism. Question number 1. How many people benefit, and how much? There are literally billions of potential recipients of our help. Each one is a worthy beneficiary, someone who has a real problem and whose life could be made better by our actions. We therefore need to make decisions about whom we choose to help, because failure to decide is the worst decision of all. If we want to do as much good as we can, we need to think about what the consequences of our actions will be. Moreover, we need to think about how our actions will turn into improvements to people's lives. When making decisions, whether it's in volunteering, choosing a career, or deciding to buy ethical products, we should therefore ask, how much does this activity cost, in terms of time and money? Question number 2. Is this the most effective thing you can do? One error skeptics make is emphasizing in their critiques the amount of money spent. When we take into account the fact that the $1 trillion in aid spending must be divided among a very large number of people over many decades, we see that the amount of aid spent per recipient is very small indeed. Even among the bottom billion, the population of countries that have experienced the weakest economic growth over the last few decades, quality of life has increased dramatically. In reality, a tiny amount of aid has been spent, and there have been dramatic increases in the welfare of the world's poorest people. In the context of helping others, the difference between a good use of money and a great use of money is huge. What we've seen is that thinking carefully about how you can do what most benefits others, and doesn't just allow you to do a bit more good, it enables you to do vastly more than you might have done otherwise. Question number 3. Is this area neglected? Which is more valuable, water or diamonds? Drinkable water is in one sense extremely valuable because it's necessary for us to keep living. This makes the average value of drinkable water high, but we've already got a lot of water, so the value of an additional gallon of water in developed countries is very low. In contrast, even though the average value of diamonds is much lower than that of water, the value of an additional or marginal diamond is much higher. Asking, is this area neglected, and trying to focus only on those areas that truly are neglected, can be counterintuitive. It means that the most popular causes are, precisely for that reason, the ones where it will be difficult to have a big impact. Question number 4. What would have happened otherwise? We don't usually think of achievements in terms of what would have happened otherwise, but we should. What matters is not who does good, but whether good is done. And the measure of how much good you achieve is the difference between what happens as a result of your actions and what would have happened anyway. Question number 5. What are the chances of success, and how good would success be? The real world, unfortunately, is not always so simple. Often, we don't know whether our actions will be successful, and given the difficulty of knowing what would have happened otherwise, we will usually never know that our actions really make a difference. We shouldn't dismiss more speculative or high-risk activities out of hand, though, because when successful, they can have an enormous impact. We therefore need a way to compare higher-risk but higher-upside actions with actions that are certain to have an impact. Effective altruism in action. Which charities make the most difference? One popular way of evaluating a charity is to look at financial information regarding how the charity spends its money. How much does the charity spend on administration? How much is the CEO paid? What percentages of donations are put directly to the charity's main programs? We clearly need a better set of standards. Here are the 5 questions I think any donor should ask before deciding where to give. 1. What does this charity do? 2. How cost-effective is each program area? 3. How robust is the evidence behind each program? 4. How well is each program implemented? 5. Does the charity need additional funds? Don't follow your passion. Which career makes the most difference? Your choice of career is a choice about how to spend more than 80,000 hours over the course of your life, which means it makes sense to invest a considerable amount of time in the decision. If you were to spend just 1% of your working time thinking about how to spend the other 99%, that would mean you'd spend 800 hours, or 20 working weeks, on your career decision. I doubt many people spend this much time thinking about their careers, but it might be worth it. There are many considerations relevant to choosing the right career for you, and this framework ensures that you give due with what's most important to you. Impact later in life. There are a number of ways in which a given job can help you have a higher impact later on in life. Through your initial work, you develop career capital skills, a network, and credentials, which will help you take a higher impact job later on. If you get to know a large number of people through your work, you are more likely to be connected with job opportunities. In the case of career choice, many people make a mistake. They try to decide early on what their career should be, and then they doggedly try to pursue that career, ignoring other possibilities that might arise and failing to consider that the job might not be right for them. Solid bets, direct work for a highly effective organization. We don't often recommend that people go into nonprofit work straight out of college, because you will typically build fewer skills and credentials than you would in for-profit companies, which typically have greater resources to invest in training. However, there are still many situations where starting off work in a nonprofit can be a good bet. There are also personal reasons why working for nonprofits might be a good option. Perhaps you find it helpful and inspiring to surround yourself with like-minded people, and working for a place that shares these values will keep you committed to your ultimate goals. Personal considerations like these should be taken very seriously. Earning to give. Earning to give enables you to start having a significant position impact via the very most cost-effective organization right from the beginning of your career. Often, it also allows you to build valuable skills and a valuable network that will prove useful later on in life. If you're aiming to pursue earning to give over the long term, it's important to work out the long-run earning potential of different careers. Skill building. Skill building is a short-term strategy, which can be a very good option if you aren't sure about what you ultimately want to do. The idea behind this path is that you build up general-purpose career capital in order to keep your long-run plans for having an impact and giving you skills that will be useful in what you choose to do. Becoming an effective altruist. What should you do right now? If you feel empowered by this, by far the most important thing for you to do is ensure that this feeling doesn't dissipate over the coming weeks or months. Here are some ideas about how best to do that. 1. Establish a habit of regular giving. 2. Write down a plan for how you're going to incorporate effective altruism into your life. 3. Join the effective altruism community. 4. Tell others about effective altruism.